Isaiah chapter 58, New Living Translation. Shout with the voice of a trumpet blast. Shout aloud, don't be timid. Tell my people Israel of their sins. Yet they act so pious. They come to the temple every day and seem delighted to learn about me. They act like a religious nation that would never abandon the laws of its God. They ask me to take action on their behalf, pretending that they want to be near me. We have fasted before you, they say. Why aren't you impressed? We have been hard on ourselves, and you don't even notice. I'll tell you why, I respond. It's because you are fasting to please yourselves. Even while you fast, you keep oppressing your workers. What good is fasting when you keep on fighting and quarreling? This kind of fasting will never get you anywhere with me. You humble yourselves by going through the motions of penance, bowing your heads like reeds bending in the wind. You dress in burlap and cover yourselves with ashes. Is this what you call fasting? Do you really think that this will please the Lord? No. This is the kind of fasting I want. Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people. Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless. Give clothes to those in need and do not hide from relatives who need your help. Then salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. Then when you call, the Lord will answer. Yes, I am here. He will quickly reply. Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors. Feed the hungry and help those in trouble. Then your light will shine out from the darkness, and the darkness around you will be as bright as noon. The Lord will guide you continually, giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength. You will be like a well-watered garden, an ever-flowing spring. Some of you will rebuild the deserted ruins of your cities. Then you will be known as rebuilders of walls and restorers of homes. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Don't pursue your own interests on that day, but enjoy the Sabbath and speak of it with delight as the Lord's holy day. Honor the Sabbath in everything you do on that day, and don't follow your own desires or talk idly. Then the Lord will be your delight. I will give you great honor and satisfy you with the inheritance I promised your ancestor Jacob. I, the Lord, have spoken. Isaiah was a prophet, a spokesman for God, with the duty of confronting people when they were doing wrong and comforting them when they were seeking God. The first 39 chapters of Isaiah involves the prophet confronting God's people in Judah and Israel about their sins. The people of Judah were acting like they had a relationship with God, but their hearts were not focused on God, but on corrupt things. The last 27 chapters of Isaiah generally focus on bringing messages of comfort, forgiveness, and hope for the future that will eventually come with Jesus Christ, our Messiah. In Isaiah chapter 58, the prophet is talking to the people about God's response to true, heartfelt worship versus worship that is false and meaningless. God is telling his people that true worship is so much more than casually performing the religious rituals of going to church, fasting, praying, and reading his word. Many people of that day were just going through the motions of their religious life, and they weren't excited about their relationship with God. They were praying to God, but they were not acting like they wanted to be near him. God saw their emotionless worship and it was evident because their behavior did not change as a result of their worship. They were fasting, but it didn't bring them closer to God. Their prayers did not have a passionate pursuit for God. They read the word, but did not seek to understand the meaning of the scripture. It was just going through the motions. Meditation. God is telling his people in Isaiah chapter 58, and even us today, make your worship genuine, passionate, and full of curiosity about experiencing life with me, the God of the universe. Pray knowing you are getting close to the divine. Read the words seeking to understand what God is saying to you through his word. Let your fasting bring you closer to God and include acts of service, believing by faith that as you serve, that God is right there with you. Your acts of service can include bringing food to the food pantry at the church, bringing blankets and other resources to people who are experiencing homelessness, or other acts of service that make life better for someone else. God says, when you do these things, that's when I'll show up and I'll show out. That's when salvation comes and healing comes, not just for us, but for all who are a part of this experience with God. This is when your light shines through. This is when God's light will shine into the dark world. And when you give of yourself like this, it'll be tough sometimes, and it'll even be exhausting at other times. But know this, is when the God who is God will kick in, giving you strength, giving you power, giving you resources to change the world. Those who pray, worship, fast, and serve God like this can change boarded up, black communities throughout Baltimore because God is with them. And if God be for them, who can be against them? Lastly, this is one of the most important things we must do to have a posture of true worship, and that is give God his time exclusively. Sunday is time for God and nothing else. And while you are with God in church, engage yourself fully, like you are at your favorite sports team's game or your favorite music artist concert. Give your all to God and watch God give his all to you. Prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, please forgive me for not worshiping, praying, reading your word, and fasting with passion, purpose, and expectant curiosity. Please continue to remind me by the power of your Holy Spirit when I'm not giving my all, because you always, always give your all for me. During this Lenten season, I'm dedicating myself to praying so that I can spend time in your glorious presence. And I'm praying so I can worship you for who you are. I'm praising and thanking you for the blessings that I already have, while asking you to help me to bless others. God, I commit myself during these 40 days of Lent to true worship and service in my community, bringing your light in dark places, knowing you are right there with me as I do this work in your world. In Jesus' name, amen. Call to action. During the next 40 days, get with some people close to you and commit to a time of prayer together consistently. Read a scripture together regularly and pray with each other. Pray for each other. Serve in your community together, believing by faith that God is with you, and watch what God does through you.